Well, if record high gas prices, inflation, rent and mortgage rates haven't been enough, now we're looking at utilities going up. Every 2 years, electric utilities in Wisconsin are allowed to request more money from customers. The complicated process is called a rate case, and the Public Service Commission coordinates it. We Energies is now asking for more than an 8% increase beginning in 2023. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz got the views from two sides of the issue.
Every new rate case brings with it a flurry of activity. In this case, Public Service Commission staff are busy crunching numbers to determine whether the 8.4% rate increase We Energies wants is justified.
That's what CUB and the PSC staff have been looking at since it was filed.
CUB stands for Citizens Utility Board. That's Executive Director Tom Content, sitting outside a busy Milwaukee cafe. The Wisconsin legislature created CUB in 1979. The nonprofit advocates for fair, safe, and reliable utility service for individual citizens to small businesses.
We represent all residential and all small business customers.
Content says CUB is concerned about how those customers will fare under We Energies' rate increase that, if approved, would kick in 2023, when winter temperatures fall and heating costs climb. We Energies predicts average bills would rise by about $6 a month, but Content says that increase could be daunting for some people.
Generally, I think people think, oh, $5 a month isn't six or whatever the number ends up being in terms of an increase. You know, $60 or $72 a year, it affects different people different ways.
The utility argues it needs to charge customers more. Here's Media Relations Director Brendan Conway.
The capital investments that we're making in renewables, battery storage, new clean energy, natural gas generation. I mean, that's really what's driving our filing. And then also some reliability investments that we're proposing to make, including some significant grid hardening investments, including in Milwaukee.
And Conway says for customers who may struggle, We Energies always stands by to help people in need.
We have programs that we work with customers. We donated $4 million last year to the Keep Wisconsin Cool, Keep Wisconsin Warm Fund. And what we tell our customers is reach out to us, right? We're going to connect them with heating assistance if they're eligible. We're going to help them with payment plans or budget billing or energy assistance or energy efficiency resources. And we'll continue to do those things.
But Tom Content of CUB argues there are ways We Energies can pay for its growing costs. For instance, he says the company could cut back on its profit margin.
Our utilities in Wisconsin have higher than average profit rates if you compare them around the country. These are at 10 or 10.2%. But our contention is that that's too high and needs to come down.
CUB also suggests We Energies explore cost savings by beginning now to plan for the retirement of its Oak Creek coal-burning power plant. Content says the company could use securitization, a process the utility deployed for a plant that closed in 2018.
We Energies and CUB, along with the industrial customer group, WIG, negotiated a settlement a few years ago for the Pleasant Prairie power plant. That process, that refinancing process, saved tens and tens of millions of dollars for that just that one plant. It may not be a lot of money in this year's case, but the precedent of being able to undertake these refinancing is so important that that's why we want to make sure that the PSC has this issue front and center when it comes time to making their decision this fall.
Spokesperson Brendan Conway says that move would be premature. Earlier this summer, We Energies announced it's holding off on the plant's retirement.
We realize keeping the Oak Creek plant open just a short amount of time, about 12 to 18 months, will save customers money and will allow us to continue to have that reliable service. And then as we bring on the new solar plants and battery plants and wind farms, we'll be able to then phase those things out. We can also probably take a closer look at some of the financing as it gets closer to retirement, right? It got pushed out from 2023 and 2024 to now 2024 and 2025. So those are discussions we'd probably have to have in the future.
As for CUB's suggestion that We Energies cut back on profits to ease residential customers' financial burden, Conway says having a strong financial return benefits all of We Energies' customers.
Having a strong return on equity benefits all of our customers. If we are financially strong, we're able to attain more attractive financing terms, lower our borrowing costs for all the needed capital we need to do, and that in the end saves customers money.
The Public Service Commission will decide whether We Energies can raise its rates. The PSC is accepting comments on the proposal online through October 31st. The agency will also be holding a public hearing before announcing its decision. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.